So this is at Texas Emergency Hospital 2. Date of visit is 7/8. The doctor is Al Gilani, A-L-G-I-L-A-N-I, and 7/8, which was Saturday the 8th, Texas Emergency Hospital. Okay, first patient, let's start with a GR, 55-year-old male with stomach pain, hard to swallow, swab testing was negative. He was diagnosed with pharyngitis, gastritis, toothache, treated with clindamycin, Pepcid, and dicyclamine in the ER and sent home with Amoxil. The phone number was busy. Next patient is S.A., 15-year-old with a cut on the head, multiple scalp wounds after getting into a fight. CT of the head was negative, and the scalp was closed via staples. Left message for patient or mom to call me back. Next patient is AV, 25-year-old with laceration to the finger, 1.5 superficial laceration closed. Left message for patient to call back. Next patient is BW, 32-year-old with back pain, pelvic pain, peeing every 10 minutes. Urinalysis negative, but pregnancy test was positive. Patient was told to see an OB. No one answered at her residence. Next patient is LP, 3-month-old baby with fever, diagnosed with otitis media, placed in Amoxil. No one answered at the house. Consider swab testing for flu A, flu B, strep, COVID, and RSV, which has now become the standard of care for children with URI symptoms. Next patient is GU, is a 75-year-old woman with left shoulder pain, x-rays negative, treated with Toradol. Left message for her to call me back. Next patient is MD, is a 31-year-old male with a 10-day laceration, has become infected, never came in for suturing. When it happened 10 days ago, Dr. A put him on Keflex. I left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is PR, 64-year-old with right-sided pain in the shoulder. CT of the C-spine, T-spine negative, CBC, CMP negative, treated with Toradol, diagnosed with DJD and neuroforaminal stenosis. Mailbox is full today when I called. Next patient is MR, is a 33-year-old with vomiting, diarrhea, headache, body ache for 5 days. Patient's CBC, CMP, amylase, lipase, urinalysis, and UDS was negative. Blood pressure initially elevated, 160 over 111, 120 over 80 when patient left. CT of the chest, abdomen, pelvis negative. Patient is doing better today, was happy with the care that she received. She was not sent home with any meds. Next patient is MB, 64-year-old woman with chest pain, cough, congestion, left without being seen. When I called the hospital, they said, when I called the patient, they said the wait was too long. Next patient is ST, 42-year-old with a temp of 104, CBC, CMP, urinalysis, UDS negative, treated with aspirin, Toradol, no temperature in the emergency room. Consider swab testing for anyone with a high temperature and chest x-ray. Patient was happy with the care received and just have a mild headache now. Next patient is LD, is a 53-year-old with arm infection, abrasion and elbow pain, x-rays negative, abrasions were cleaned. He was upset that he had to wait too long, but he was otherwise the care was appropriate and he was satisfied. Next patient is AB, the 23-year-old with right thumb laceration, 2-centimeter closed, which was closed. Left message for patient to call me back. Next patient is JS, 36-year-old male, sent to the hospital with severe abdominal pain. patient had gastritis and bradycardia. Patient subsequently had negative lab, including CBC, CNP, amylase, lipase, cardiac workup.